Heating up it is outside, but the grain trade, not so much. They want to go the other way. Crude oil collapsing over $6.50 a barrel last night, drug the grain trade from what corn and wheat were trying to move higher last night. They traded that numerous times. And even this morning on the day session, we had seen the wheat market trading higher in the day, but it just gave away to this risk off selling. We don't care how hot it was over the weekend. A little bit of a cooling trend later this week. The midday weather models, though, still show the west stays dry with chances of maybe a thunderstorm here or there, kind of like the one we had north of Bismarck last Friday that did a lot of damage. That said, the rains stay mostly central Minnesota, central Iowa, east. The west, pretty much drying trend for the month of August. Soybeans getting extra pulverized as they had a wonderful week last week. They gapped higher, and unlike corn and wheat, which struggled initially in the early part of the week, the soybean market raced higher every day last week, including Friday, and closing literally near the highs of the week. So they had to pay the piper, it appears, crushing them as we are going at that last week of July. You've probably heard me talk about this before. There's something about the end of July. The grain trade just loves to wreck a market when it gets a chance. And so the risk-off mentality is more than anything going on here. What we do know is the ratings this afternoon for crop condition reports, both corn and soybeans, they're going to be down. That is likely to also occur next week, given the forecast we have throughout the rest of this week for dryness in the west. The 183 bushel dot plot trend line yield hope by the USDA looking a lot more difficult at this time than it would have been probably a month ago. July has just been nothing but the opposite of last year. We had a wet June and July, cooler June and July. No, we're drier Western Corn Belt, hotter Western Corn Belt compared to last year. So 183 would be questionable. Same thing going forward with beans. Technical breakdown today wants to go after last week's gap at 1207. Today's low at 1211, 1213 and a half last. We'll see. They'll probably save that till tonight, tomorrow, if they get a crop condition report that doesn't show much setting back. Soybeans are the crop of August. It's the weather forecast we get August 10th, August 20th, Labor Day. These beans will set pods in early September if we give them a bunch of rain later on. So a lot to come yet for soybeans. China did buy beans this morning. We've seen about 132,000 metric tons, another 120-some-thousand metric tons sold to an unknown. Well, we pretty much know that was likely China as well. But China expressing a little discontent overnight with President Trump's tariff works last week that kind of bumped their existing tariff up 2%, 2.5%. So they, of course, took advantage of making comments about that to knock the bean market down, making some think that they maybe won't buy 25 million metric tons of bean. And maybe they won't, and maybe they will. We shall find out. But the bias is that they should likely do it, or else we know what a fickle Trump will do with his tweet war and other innuendos he'll make if they don't get things done the way he likes it. So that said, soybeans are the biggest loser on the day. November down 40 and a half cents, 12.13 last. In the corn, December off 13 and a half cents, 4.74. Wheat futures, we find the September Chicago off 15 and a half cents at 662 and a half, and the damage to the Black Sea export region remains what it was Friday before Zelensky made comments about possibly finding a way to move the wheat more easily out of the Black Sea by maybe calling a truce on flagged certain tankers. Well, Russia had nothing to do with that. Even the Ukrainian ministry disavowed it later on Friday. So we would have been higher last night, which we tried. We would have been higher today on wheat this morning, which we tried, but the market collapsed, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, sending the wheat trade lower. Kansas September wheat down 14 cents, 731 and a quarter. In Minneapolis, less damage given the heat prospects and the poor wheat quality truer that they found for spring wheat compared to what the USDA had us pegged for here a couple of weeks ago. The Minneapolis wheat September down 7.25 cents at 707. Minneapolis Dease down 8.25, 729. And a half. Well, you've heard the stories on cattle futures. Yes, the Mexican border is going to get opened up to calves up here in the U.S. come August 24th. It's not going to be a wall of feeder cattle, but it's just the idea of it. They're going to start with Douglas, Arizona. The cattle will have to be offloaded and inspected through a chute and then load it back up again. None of this semi pulling into a weigh station and somebody jumping up on side of the cattle rack, taking a peek in and saying, yeah, they look good. No, they got to be checked out heavily. And then there are other ports that will open, but they're not scheduled. Like the last time they talked about doing this, there was going to be a port every week opening up. No, they're going to see how things go. Mexico has to abide by certain protocols here now through August 24th for this to actually happen. And then if things go smoothly, they'll add more port opening indications on that. The feeder cattle market had broken substantially in the last 30 days with the cattle market. It's obvious there were some big conglomerates that knew this. I've known the USDA for my 40 years in this business. Information in that place leaks like the sieve of an old combine. This is not a surprise. And so the markets did open sharply lower, traded for a while, and now we have deferred contracts locking limit down. The box beef market today doesn't really matter, but I'll tell you what it was. The choice up $1.72, while Select's down 25 cents. But the cattle board has August down 287 to 224.20. October cattle down 390 at 218.60. This value, they were trading last week already. December cattle off 517, because that's when the improving numbers can help out, 217.10. February cattle down 582 at 217.42. June cattle next year, which will have more of your monthly feeder cattle in place, 211.85, down 685. So on the feeders, August down 760. 337.72. September feeders have traded limit down, but not sticking limit down, because we're not going to see more than probably 10,000 head rolling into this country in the beginning days of August 24th into early September. Those are trading at 330.95, down 10.50, but we're limit down there forward into the future. October feeders, 325.25. November, 321.02. January, 314.77. March feeders, 311.50. Recall last fall's low, 299.50. So probably what they're targeting. Hog futures are higher by 2 cents for August, 102.87. October down $1.40, 87.62 off 187. For December, 78.45. In the metal markets, we are mixed after what was a higher run overnight on the talk of the cessation of any military action over the Strait of Hormuz for now. We have gold up $4, $4,075. Silver, though, off 21 cents, 58.69. Bitcoin, July contract, up $830, $65,045. And crude oil, down $6, 42 cents a barrel, 82.89. Gasoline, down 6.5 cents a gallon, 318.5. Diesel fuel, down 4.5 cents a gallon, $4.05 a gallon. Any questions, you can always find us at our website for our phone numbers, heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day.